KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have cloudy skies in Atlantic. It's 5 degrees above zero. We're expecting partly cloudy to cloudy skies today, with a high around 20, winds south-southeast at 15 to 25 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill at times as low as 15 degrees below zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers predicts dry conditions will persist in the Missouri River Basin this year. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Last year, the runoff in the Missouri River Basin above Sioux City was just 59% of average volume, the 10th lowest annual runoff in 123 years of record keeping. According to a news release from the Army Corps of Engineers office in Omaha, the ongoing drought shows no relief in sight. This past July, the water flow out of upstream reservoirs was reduced. There will still be releases from Gavin's Point Dam this winter at minimum levels, though. The Army Corps says the flow in the Missouri River along Iowa's western border will meet the needs of cities that use the river as a source of drinking water. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Well, many Iowans aren't big fans of the recent cold snap when high temperatures in some areas didn't even get above zero. But for others, the ice is nice. Joe Larscheid, chief of the Iowa DNR Fisheries Bureau, says given the unusually warm December we had, Iowans who love ice fishing are having to be patient or head north.
Go out with a person that you know and trust and drill a lot of holes as you venture out onto the ice and verify it's at least 4 to 6 inches thick of clear, hard ice. I personally won't go out until it's 6 inches, but 4 inches of clear.
Larscheid is talking there about the being early in the season. Ice anglers need to make sure safety is their top priority. He's quick to add that no ice is 100% safe, while new ice is usually stronger than old ice. Larscheid says that ice anglers should never go out alone and always let someone know when where you're going and when you're expecting to return.
It's good to have a throwable, inflatable thing so you can, if you do fall through, you won't sink. And, rope that a buddy can toss you in case something happens.
He also suggests you wear a life jacket, bringing a whistle to call for help and an extra set of clothes, including gloves. The DNR offers a weekly fishing report that's online at www.iowadnr.gov. Another big cat has been seen in Iowa. Officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources confirm a photo taken in Ankeny by Randy Johnson was that of a mountain lion. The picture was taken where Johnson lives, which is just west of the John Deere plant in Ankeny. The last time a confirmed mountain lion was seen was in a video taken in Des Moines by a home security system, and that was last October. At that time, the Iowa DNR said mountain lions are occasional visitors to Iowa, but there are no breeding populations in the state. South Dakota and Nebraska are home to small breeding populations of the big cats. And they said on occasion, young males will get chased from their home territories by older males and make long treks searching for new territory. Elsewhere in the news, authorities in central Iowa are investigating a phony and threat against the Southeast Polk School Board. The incident happened during Thursday night's board meeting in Altoona. Altoona police evacuated and searched the district office after the threat was called in. Specifics regarding the nature of the threat were not revealed. School board member Whitney Smith McIntosh posted on Facebook that the board members were escorted out of the meeting about an hour into it. Authorities said nothing was found and they believe they have identified the caller. Also, a man who was shot by an Adair County deputy on December 29th after fleeing a traffic stop and running into another deputy's car is facing more charges. 57-year-old Charles R. Bradshaw from Jefferson is now charged with attempted murder of a peace officer, assault on a peace officer, and intimidation with a dangerous weapon. All are felonies. A black 9mm handgun and spent shell casing were found during a search of his vehicle, along with a substance believed to be meth. Bradshaw had previously been convicted on a felony drug charge in Missouri. He remains in the Adair County Jail on a $10,000 bond. Bradshaw had already been charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm, felony eluding, and several traffic violations. The DCI said the deputy involved in the shooting was identified as Josh Armstrong, a 2.5-year veteran with the Adair County Sheriff's Office. A copy of the report of the DCI's investigation will be forwarded to the Adair County Attorney's Office for review. The Linn County Sheriff's deputy who was injured in a shooting last summer will be honored with a key to the city where it happened next week. Janelle Tucker reports.
The city of Coggin says they plan to present the gift to Deputy Will Halverson in recognition of his bravery and commitment to Coggin citizens. Deputy Halverson was shot multiple times while responding to a report of an armed robbery at Casey's General Store on June 20th. The shooter, 36-year-old Stanley Donahue of Chicago, fled the scene and was taken into custody without incident the next day on the northeast side of town. Coggin Mayor Travis Beckman says not every city is lucky enough to have its own superhero, but he says they are, and his name is Will Halverson. The city will present Deputy Halverson with the key to the city in a special ceremony prior to their city council meeting Tuesday night at Coggin City Hall. Janelle Tucker, Manchester.
And finally in the news, an 18-year-old in eastern Iowa got a new set of wheels and a speeding ticket to match, according to the Iowa State Patrol. Authorities say a state trooper pulled the young man over for traveling 133 miles per hour in a 60-mile-per-hour zone. The incident happened Thursday afternoon on Highway 218 near Waterloo. The unidentified driver now faces a $515 fine and a reckless driving charge. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.